Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 21st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 Metamoa frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa is said to be on his way home after cutting short his European tour in order to address protests in the Southern African nation. Some Zimbabweans, including Japheth Moyo of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, have been arrested in connection with the protests last week over the high cost of living.
Indications are that some people have gone into hiding as armed state security agents allegedly continue beating up people at their homes while looking for looted goods. The United Nations and other organizations have condemned the crackdown on protesters in Zimbabwe, saying the government should exercise restraint.
At the same time, a High Court judge has ruled that the state security minister had no right to order internet providers to shut down the internet last week. Police say only three people died in the protests, while non-governmental organizations claim that at least 12 Zimbabweans were killed and up to 600 arrested by the police.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
Let's talk. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Yebo mahlaba zulu siyahlangana namhla ke ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ngokwezakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Sizokuthwa ke uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa sesukile lapha kade khona eKazakhstan lapha kume khona uhambo lwakhe lwezwekazi leAfrica leEurope sebuyela ke ekhaya kulandela ke ukuthi kulangale ke eZimbabwe kwani sokuzalele ingwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa sesikhangela okwenzakalayo abantu kuthiwa bayakhahlanyezwa kakhulu ngamasotsha nangamapholisa. Kubikwa ukuthi-ke kulabantu abathathu abafileyo nxa kukhulunywa ngamapholisa, kodwa-ke abazimele bodwa bathi kulabantu abalitshumi lambili asebefile. Kuye kubuzwe ngokuthi kuphinde futhi ukuthi abayi-600 babotshiwe. Ye nxa sikhangela futhi njalo kulabantu sibili abangani bachothoza okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe lokugoqela ke i-United Nations, kuzobuya ke uhulumende weMelika, kuzobuya njalo lohulumende weBrithani. Kube sokubuya ke lenhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu ezinto okwenzakala eZimbabwe akuvunyelwa. Namhla ke sikhuluma nje khona manje umthethwandaba we-High Court uthe khonoku kuvimba ubulembu kube-internet lobokuxhumana lokwabo-Facebook labo-Twitter, i-social media nxa singakutshaya ngesilungu uthe ujaji uthe akukho emthethweni. So ngakho kumele kuvule khona manje namhlanje. Sikhuluma nje bese sibona isifile abantu sebepostposela akade bekuphostela kuWhatsApp kuzobuya ke endaweni ezijeneyo. So ke khonapha ke nxali lokukhona lifuna usithumezela khona lisithumezele sibili lathi sizathaba kakhulu. Lingakhohlwa phela iWhatsApp number yethu u-01-202-465-0318. Yekunjalo kwande.
Zvinhu zvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka munyika zviri kuramba zvichingoita pfidigori zvichidini zvichidini. Saka nhasi toda kuti titarise zvekare kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, kuti mauto ari kufambisa zvinhu sei, uye zvekuti vanhu vari kufungei nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti tikurukure nhasi. Mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vanonzi vari munzira kudzokera kuZimbabwe kuti vanogadzirisa zvinhu izvo zvinenge zvakaita manya mamire nerongo. Asi tiri kunzwazve zvakare kuti vanhu vari kusungwa vazhinji vakavanda kuti vasabatwa namapurisa kana namauto zvisanganisa munyore mukuru weZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions vaJafet Moyo ava vanonzi vakasungirwa paairport vachibva mhiri kwamakungwa kwavakanga vashanya. Iko zvino tinonzwa kuti masecurity agents vari kuramba vachirova vanhu vachitora vanhu muzimba vachivarova zvino zvakonzera kuti sangano reUnited Nations ritaure kuti zviri kuitika izvi hazvina kunaka uyezve richikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti deni yarega kuramba ichiita zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Mapurisa vanoti kunongova nevanhu vatatu chete vakafa mukuratidzira kwakaitika svodo rapera, asi masangano akazvimiririra vanoti kune vanhu vanosvika gumi nevaviri vakafa uyezve vanhu vanosvika mazana matanhatu 600 evanhu vanonzi vakasungwa nemapurisa. Ndiyo nyaya yatiri kuda kutarisa zviri kuramba zvichiitika muZimbabwe kuti tipananewo mashoko tiudzane zviri kuitika uyezve kuda kuti pamwe tingauya nenzira yekuti zvinhu zvacho zviitire vanhu nyore. Kana muchida kuti mupinde muchirongwa ichi kana mune zvimwe zvamuda kutaurawo motifonera pa 001 kana kutitumira meseji pa 001 202 619 2077 isu tichakufonerai kuti mugotaura zvamunenge muchida kutaura.
Yeah, so when President Nelson Mnangagwa announced that he was leaving Europe for Zimbabwe, he actually sent out a tweet, and it read that this tweet was sent yesterday. I quote, "In light of the economic situation, I'll be returning home after a highly productive week of bilateral trade and investment meetings. We will be aptly represented in Davos by Minister of Finance Mthuli Ncube. The first priority is to get Zimbabwe calm, stable, and working again." So he sent this tweet yesterday, and after sending the tweet, then we saw that, we understand, he's actually left Kazakhstan and is on his way to Zimbabwe. So, okay, Zulukan Davasi, yes, what Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usesukile ngokuzwa kwethu eKazakhstan selubhekise ekhaya. So kona ngale eDavos kade kumele angene umhlangano weWorld Economic Forum lapho kuhlangana khona phela inkokheli yomhlaba yokuhluzwa khona ezomnotho. At the same time we saw that in the Sunday news George Charamba, the presidential spokesperson, was actually quoted as saying, I quote, "The government will not stand by while such narrow interests play out so violently. The response so far is just a foretaste of things to come." So this is exactly a quote from the Sunday Mail. So now then Charamba also indicated in a press conference that all this that is happening was mainly exacerbated by some so-called rogue elements. And in one of the quotes, she says, before the quote, you know, she says people stole uniforms, army uniforms, and used those for other purposes. So then in the quote, she says, "Some of these uniforms worn by criminals were seized by rogue elements during the recent riots in Epworth and Chekutu. A case in point is the recent arrest of 5 armed robbers in Epworth, Harare, on 14 January 2019, who were using police and military regalia to commit armed robberies after hiring vehicles from car rental companies," end quote. So this is exactly what she said. We tried to get hold of her to actually clarify some of these issues, but we couldn't. So Baba Wande, maybe you can read some of the comments that people are sending out.
It's very interesting that they should say that some people stole some uniforms and vehicles and weapons and things.
But we can't dispute that.
We cannot dispute have evidence, that. It's just interesting that you know, they should be admitting to such a thing. You know, it would have been a very normal thing
to do and say someone broke into the armory and stole some guns or, you know, vehicles or uniforms and things like mm-hmm. that. But to wait until a situation like this arises. This sounds very, very familiar. If you remember the August 1 killings, this thing came up as well, that some people who were wearing uniforms but not belonging to the military.
Maybe they're taking this from what happened in Marondera, where the reports that people overran a police station and seized some tear gas canisters and seized some uniforms and all those kind of things. I'm not saying that I'm supporting that.
I'm
speaking on behalf of the police. No. What I'm saying is some of these issues that they may be talking about are, you know, related to this and that. So what are people saying?
What I find interesting is
on Facebook, what people are
the avoidance of dealing with the situation, the matter at hand, and to try to bring in other issues. We already have a lot of people. Some are not sending comments yet. They are just saying that they are watching. Samantha Chaukura in Cape Town. Also, Sarah Mazengera also is watching from South Africa. And Mildred Kasirori from Kappa. I'm not sure where that is. And this Ishmael Ndebele also. We are sending, a message to say he's watching. And, Angus Charuma says, and he's giving us his phone number. We are going to try to get him so that we can share his opinions. Innocent Matsina is criticizing Mrs. Charamba, saying that she's lying. Emmanuel Nyakonda, no inquiry this time. I don't know. He suspects that there is already talk about establishing an inquiry before the other one has even been really. Yes, yeah. Anyway,
I guess we've got a caller.
We'll get back to the messages. Yes. There are quite a few.
And interesting. So yes. We've got a caller on the line. Let's see who that caller is. Maybe someone of it.
Yeah. Makadini Parna.
Yeah, Gunjan of it. Hi, Zapira Kulum Kulmalovan.
Kulmal is a Pakistan.
Yeah, Mtawin. I want you to go to Wananjan. What was that?
Yes,
Ega kulu generation yetu le filayo manje. ukulunga kwakhona kunzima angiboni ukuthi sizafa sina salubona utshintsho sizafa sayi-enjoya i-independence leyo abathi khona from 1980 angeke zisike layo ngoba sigcwele iganga kunzima ukuthi uthole ukuthi umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 kilometers away from ifamily yakhe umntwana ona-25 years uhlala 1,000 away from unkosikazi wakhe sabo ukuthi vele into zakhona ziba nzima laba basekhaya ukuthi bezehlala ekhala ngokulunge bengathi bazame ukuthi bakhuluma kuba le nto zifana nodlamelo lolu lwamapholisa lamafutha kodwa masisiyakhayela bona abantu abathi bayalungisa udlamelo luba khona abasuki belungisela umuntu oyedwa ngisho lawo amapholisa namafutha nalahlumeza abantu basuke abalungisela nabo ngoba nabo basekunzimeni obufanayo nathi
siyabonga kakhulu ke mntaweni phose lokugcina khona ngamafishane ba
mina into engingayitho nje ukuthi into besicela ukuthi sibambaneni njengentsha elizweni lasezimbabwe sikwazi ukuthi kungabi lo dlame ma i-government ina ingasikhangela ukuthi kungabi lo dlame zonke into zilungise kwela dlame kwazi ukuthi kungaba kuhle kakhulu kungakwazi ukuthi kubanjwane ngaleyo ndlela sizameni ukuthi silungise ngendlela enokulunga njalo ma kuwa intweni zisana ngovoti sicalekele isikhulumele ukuthi lapho abantu abangaphandle kwelizwe sikhe sizame ukuthi bazalele indlela yokuthi singavota njani mhlawumbeni lapho kungaba khona ukuba lesintsho elizweni ngaleyo ndlela
siyabonga kakhulu ke mdaweni ungathinela kusasa ba
ngiyabonga baba Dube
yes siyambonga umdaweni lapho-ke that is Mr. Smanda he's saying that you know he's very sad about what is going on at home but he wants the right to vote because he says as long as we have people back home who don't want maybe to vote for an alternative then that's a problem so he says let's have a different government and maybe things may change so I guess we've got a caller so take a caller
yes Muripo ere parunare
Tripo
tukutaura nani uye murikopi
murukutaura na jene panda aruku kutana havroni
makadi nenyo amai
Tripo makadi
timatirewo ne za munofunga nenyaya ya tina yonasi
mabanda unjani mam uyakhulumisa indebele
ngikhulumisa indebele
ye ngizile sile ukuthi ungami uyakuthiliza sie so akutho ukuthi wena ubona njani owenzakala ezimbabwe
akwenzakala ezimbabwe akukho kuhle ngitho ngithela kancane ngoba nxathi esanti besivalela inethiwekhi asikwathi sikhaye sakhuluma njani leso sokuthi mbeni ziyaphila mbeni abaphilanga singeke sibe kwazi
yes zokuthiwa-ke i-high court ite kona kokwenziwe ngurhulumente akukho emthethweni ukuthi atshele ama-service providers ukuthi bavale i-intanethi so uthe kuvulwe ke i-intanethi kuvulwe labo-social media kuyakuthabisa yini khonokho
kuyandithabisa kakhulu ngoti sizakwanisa ukubambana leli hlobo labangane konke
Nxa sikhangela sibili sijula siyaphakathi siyaphezulu ngodaba lolu wena ubona ngazane kwini okungenza ukuthi kulungise koko okuhlupha ezimbabwe
indaba leyo ukuthi zilungise vele apho kufuna khona phezulu bona balungisise bona bodwa phezulu ngale ngokuthi hhayi thina vele siphansi ngakona nje singayilungisisi
so kodwa-ke ngokuya kwesithathi ubona ngazane kuzalunga yini ngoba abantu kanye ngazane sibili bathona ukuzilonda abanye lapha abatshaywe kwakwenzakala lakudala lokhani usakukhumbula so-ke khonoko kuthunuka abantu izilonda so wena ubona ngazane xa kuyiwa phambili kumele kwenziweni
lokho ukuthi abantu balimele bathunuka izilonda siyakubona sibili kodwa ngokuya ngokuthi i-government ethu sibili sawondayo akulanto ezenzakala ebantwini abanye bethu abalimeleyo ngibazaphunga ukubavukela kuphelele indawo zangikhona ziphunga ukuphelela emoyeni njengenjayelo
ye siyabonga kakhulu ke mama phosele ukugcina sibili valelisa abantu khonapho
hayi ngiyathanda ukuvalelisa abalaleli ndikhuluma lo Janet Banda osebutwana kwele Gaborone ngiyabonga
sibonga kakhulu ke Janet Banda ungathini nokusasa Yes, so that is Janet Banda. She's crying out loud, really, about the internet shutdown. And she says, you know, if the government has decided, if the High Court has made that kind of ruling, it's good news that there are some other people who can always say something that is different from what the government does. So she's happy, but she was saying, you know, they were not able to connect with their relatives back home because of the shutdown.
Yeah, that was a very...
So I guess we've got a caller. Let's take another caller.
Yes. Muripo eriparu nare?
Tiripo, tiripo mkoma, katiripo mkoma.
Tiri nari chaizo, murikupiko?
Mirimu N3 Johannesburg umo.
Yeah, tirikutawara nani?
Na laf modondo.
Makadiko wadondo.
Vanhu varada kumira kuti vanhu vanyatso kutambira mari zvakanaka pasi ivarizosvika vachitouraya vanhu vachirova vanhu zvakaipa sereki izvozvo zvinotova kwachiri mazuku hazvina kutomira zvakanaka izvozvo masoja akangozara aaiva kwese kwese hasumbouzika kuti zviri kufamba sechazvo chaizvo zvinhu zvinogwadza mani zviri kuitika kuzimbabwe izvi kana iri nyaya yandiri kuhwaya tiragwapa iri kuda sokubuda weyo iyi yekuti hamene wekuti kudanenge namhanyisa wekuti zvakamira sezvatinongova zvingotagwa tagwa izvi kuti kwanzi vachamisa chaita prime minister hatiiti zvakadaro isusu hatitori takawina maelections zvakanaka naka hatii takakwira bhazi kubhadhara bhazi kuno votera vachamisa takunzwanzi toita zvekubatanidzwa nezanupiefu zvaita sei zanupiefu ichingouraya vanhu kubva kudhara makore ose so a37 37 years kubva 1981 tichingotongwa nezanupiefu nanhasi tichingotongwa nepasi pezanupiefu tirikutaa zvakaa zvakururama kana zvamuchose right now maindia ringotichevedzesa in and out homend awet tichingovasouth africa tiko tanyaka nyika dzamwe dzichingobudirira kwedu nyika dzichingofa tisichingova kuno south africa kunoko kusana yapera namarori sofa right now izvozvo tikurova 3-4 lods debeg tinoda kubudirisawo nyika yedu tichingourayiwa namaindia kunoko hatina kana option toenda kubuka totizira tichakwa tichatizira izvozvo tiri kunzwanzi tatava kubhadhara matax kana munhu ari kusouth africa kana ari kupi
Vadondo, mataura nyaya kwachirumanzu, chii chaitika kwachirumanzu, chii chakaitika kwachirumanzu?
Vanhu vaka, pane vanhu vari kunzwanzi kwakafa vanhu vatatu. But vanhu vaka, kune kuti vanoumwe vanhotodzawo vakatofawo kumaraini kwedu. Vanga vari kwokubhuruwayo. Iko kuchinzwa kwakafa vanhu vatatu. Masoja ari kwakangozara zara mumakomo. Kuti ari kuita chii, hauzivi ari kuita chii. Pamagrosa pose kungosvika pona nafiyofiyo pose anongova masoja, hatizvi zvizvozvo zviya zviya isusu. Kuna adikana wakita seo nizwanya zogo famba sei zungasita urugwane zaka naka zito zaka naka kana wataza kutonga kama tisiao vanongo na waziteo si ukwadiza wakuzuka kumbao tigaro na utakuna umisha hindi wezu kana adika vota wakuti zingira ataka vota wajena hizo su zogo batila ati asipati nika hizo su na ewa kumana aku suru garo basa ruku kwaza mdara basa ruku kwaza na marori tepe jopek
Vadondo, tinotenda zvikuru namashoko enyu ndinoshuwa kuti vazhinji vateerera vanohwa zvamataura ndinoimba kuti zvepane vamwe vane maexperience akaita senyu tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu
Alright,
Mr. Donde here is quite agitated. He says that the army of all people should teach people to get along instead of them being in the forefront of increasing violence in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He does not want to hear anything about the government of national unity, because the elections were very, very clear
mm-hmm.
as to who the people voted for. Mm-hmm. So they don't expect that they can be unified by ZANU-PF. But he's encouraging, you know, mm-hmm. especially the army, to be able to sit down and talk to the people for, you know, that they are saving, rather than to use this kind of tactics.
We've got so many people that are following us, and if you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the political crisis in Zimbabwe. Before I read the messages, I guess we've got a caller. Take the caller.
Makadini, are you partnering?
Yes, I'm feeling for it. Unjani?
I'm corner in the Zambaka Jangale.
I'm Bichan Funkuman is over.
I'm Norman Lassang and Shona is very slow with Chewa is Nyanja, but as long as Woodbang is.
Yeah, Kalsa only Molfuna.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to say thank you very much for giving me such an opportunity. My name is Vuka Vukam. I just want to give you thank you for allowing me to speak on the program. Point number one, me and you, we can appreciate and accept the fact that the situation on the ground back home mm-hmm. is deteriorating every single day. And I think the show itself should, we should start having conversation on how can we help people on the ground, number one. And number two, how can we avoid, because we know the soldiers
mm-hmm.
are killing people, they're abducting people, there is no need for them to be on the street. So we have got reports that are coming, saying people are, even women are being raped as well. You know, I spoke to a woman who was actually raped. You know, so I know So we, if we've got an opportunity to try and help people on the ground, either to run away from the situation, or it is, I don't know what your take, it's reached a point whereby it's either we run or we fight. One thing, we cannot fight because we don't have the weapons, as soon as we don't have the weapons just like the soldiers. So the only option we have is to run. Most of the people, they have run into the mountains, and now, like the caller we have just come out said, they are even in the mountains. So where are the people going to run to? So we are in the horns of the dilemma, and the best thing we can do is maybe to seek for international community to intervene. You know, people can have to start screaming, the guys who are outside the country, because we are a little bit safer. I know you guys don't want to get involved in politics, but you've got people on the ground. You've got, and I think it is now the right time for each and every one of us to help out, to be on the duty of assisting the guys who are on the ground. The things that are happening on the ground right now, I don't want to talk about it because we all know what's going on that ground. So my appeal to the nation is may we come up with dialogues, may we come up with I've seen petitions going around, people signing petition, even the petition that caused Emmerson Mnangagwa not to go to Davos, it was generated by the public. So there you go, abantu bayahlangana wona usangana and laba ukuthi umdebelo umshona umhlobo bani amankazana amafana abadoda zwese, you know. So Zimbabwe is united at the moment, and I applaud Zimbabwe people for the resilience and the resistance they've shown so far. And Zimbabwe will never be again. And lastly to say is, at the moment, there is factionalism between ZANU-PF. And also there is obviously the general public, which is obviously worried about the deteriorating of economy, the rise of fuel. And the civilians are caught now in between ZANU-PF fights. They are suffering.
So what is the solution? What is the solution to all this? Is running away a solution?
Look, this is what I said. We have got we've got two options. There's solutions for people on the ground, and there's solutions for people outside the ground. On the outside the ground, me and you, it is our responsibility to start petitioning. Like I said, we've got petitions. We can ask for international community help. If you look at a story for the, I'll give you a homework. It's called the Solomon Islands. The Solomon Islands, they had exactly the same situation we find ourselves in right now. And I'm actually giving you, says I don't know you, I've never spoken to you, but I'm giving you a task. I think this, I mean, I can't do it in Brunana Baba Wango, and I feel very embarrassed to give you a task. Solomon Islands, how did they acquire their freedom as citizens? I think this is the route we need to take as Zimbabweans. But what is urgent? Let's talk about what is urgent. What is really, really urgent right now on the ground? People are being picked up. If you know you are an MDC supporter, if you know that you have had, you have rubbed feathers with the government before, I think this is the time you actually run for the mountains, for the closest country. Ask for your friends or for your relatives who are outside. Go to Zambia, go to Mozambique, go to South Africa, Baleka. This message, what I'm telling you right now, will save one or two people.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that you joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So thank you so much, and have a good night. Yeah, thank you so much. You heard what the caller was saying. Mm. So now I think we've got another caller. Let's check this caller.
Muripo erepar nare.
Omu ndiripo.
Tukutawala nani?
Na Jafu na Shumba.
Na Washumba. Washumba, murikupi. Tipe o fukwa zenyu.
Niriku South Africa. Niriku batikana asikuru mesi kuitika. Asi, imini maekonzeni ndiye kuti. Why Britain and America is just keeping quiet on our situation and our chief advisor? Asiyo wachisira, pati zimwe nyika. Shaketa na DRC si kwa watu wa maeleksi na kato uinua. Nemunu. It's just going immediately.
Maga...
Kwa kandrugu batika na fikuru.
Maga pita kutipaitu wechi hapa. Maga pita kuti Amerika kwa kuti Britain hidini.
Mafungira angu sababu mazirata chingweta utuano. Hari kupandukira na pandukira na. Nitangani kifunga uti mkoma na unonti na mbuto uyu. Naya angu taura shokwa di kuti ni maeleksi ndakari hiwa. Oza mkazi yano zichukubwa uti budisa shokwa di.
Ndoza mnufunga uti singa batira.
Ndoza mafungira angu. Kopa au tafuti ya sisichingu ya utunga ya kuti. Iwe utunga nyaya sisa kanako na tungu wakatendike kwa puti. Sisa wakai kwa paya. Ndiyo mwe muna kato shandisa mari yangu gina kuno fota. Ndichifunga utisunu zinga tinakira bati hei. Waka wemae suwe always scared kutivana. Kana utimai kana anuno kuna kumkakafa.
Ehe. Aywa. Tinonzo.
Masi. Anwa maekwendeni ya jayinde kuti. Britain na America masi take action huku atini. Kote zokuti wano manjira kune zimwe nika. Tuo veta zokuti. Ake zokuni kuti isu chikiri kuitika. Uyevo, I'm worried kuti, uyu is the president. Una anofaba nende, uja saa anofaba nende kitima cha marasha.
Vano lo kakusika?
Wato no metesa, kudasa uyu wakizibo toka.
Tinoseka, kwete kuti, tulukuseka suri kuitika munyika. Tulukuseka matauriro amuri kuita, nduwa aru kutisesa pano. Doda utumunzi usi ise kuseka kwa tulukuita.
Kana ini, andisi ku... Sisi makazi, samungu kia rafaka shata. Sisi kuhuli ya nafi, maonera angu, shua, chorode kili kitima cha marasha. Andiki kio, watu waka haiwa, andiki, ya kati waka waka mari. Nga dili ya shika kare.
Aywa, ngati tarisire yusu chaiti kamu maawa, maawa akati o aliku ya zatanzwa kuti wa gurisira ruende rwa upaka ati kutivato kekumba.
Asi shoko ranguro kupeji, sira. Mwari hasi we munu wani.
Ehe.
Mwari hano sana kubatira sebao. This is the time. Mwari mwari akatao rakiti kana wanu wangu wanda mista rangu. Wakazi mimi pisa wakakia shakai pasavu. Nichapota nika ya uye nchewa regerera. So we are demanding him. Kutisha akatao ramagwaru makinega suitike.
Aywa. Tinote da sukuru na masu kwenye wa shumba. Tinote nda chaizu.
Murambe mchindi bata wa komanda.
Ae wa tichayedza, chayezu, tichayedza.
Ndini mwono yeah. Zibrai nungu na kutawo.
Ya, ngawa uye wangu eta mchidimu.
Ngawa iti. Halo, kwa zoe magadi.
Tiripe edu mkoma Brian, tiitauri leosha, munofunga.
Ini mwanyala mwini mafungiro, tashungu zika shukuru ninyo erugiti gai. Na uye masoja, mapurita ya kupuwa kwa wano, kukwara, nukusumba, shakura tibikuteze unge wano, wari mnika isiri yao, nge watoro, iyo wano, wari mnika yao. Masoja ndile uondo kwa wano, mapurita ndi uchini tizaru nyararo.
Zvino kana tagirwa masoja manje zvino zvacho zvarema
zvarema aiwa ire
ah zvarema zvogwadza shuwa
eh aiwa
aiwa tarisiritasire edu nemunyengetero ngokuti zvino zviite zvakanaka tigone kuti tokatisimudzire nyika yedu dzoke payanga iyi
chokwadi aiwa
nekuti ukaro daizvo ndakavaka imba ndakwanisa kupedza ndakaenda nemari yandakaenda nayo ndichibva kuno South Africa kuenda ikoko kusikuti tsinde haitangi chisimende yacho
hai
so zviri kurwadza
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brighton namashoko enyu tinoimba mazvita chaizvo tinoimba muchakwanisa henyu kupedza imba yenyu mazvita chaizvo Mr. Shumba here is saying that the United Kingdom and the United States should intervene to bring a little order like they do in other countries. He is worried that most of the time when Zimbabwe is in difficulty, these two countries seem to stand back instead of getting really involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he's given the example of the DRC where all this interest is being shown after the elections. And he's saying that they should have done the same thing when Zimbabwe held its elections.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worried about the slow travel of the president that he seems to be using an old kind of transport to get back home, but he's saying that he should get back home right now and take care of this
situation.
So those are the views that we got from Mr. Shumba and Brighton.
Yes, so there are some people like I indicated on Facebook. Maxwell Munyanya says, can you phone me guys right now? And then Sola Welensky or Wesley says, go to show internet. So he's saying, why did the government shut down the internet? So that's a big question mark.
That's a question mark.
And then we've got Ozias Nzua who says, call me please guys. Leticia Tarubinga says, I can feel this last caller. It's painful, Zeshua, but don't.
Yes,
and then, so and Maxwell still says, can you call me now? Then Tandani, Mkondisi, Ngobe, Upalile, Lapa Uti, Uchana, Logulalana, Logovala, Internet, Osogulungiswa, Osogulungisa, Ilizwe, Pumelwenswe, Angela, Engon. So we are calling Makuram. I guess we've got another caller. Maybe
Makadi go Parnare.
Ndiripo makadi muri kutaura namhanda ndakusata Africa makadi mese mese nevari kuZimbabwe nenewe vari kunze kwenyika
tiri nani chaizvo munoda kushandisa rurimi rupi
ndinokwanisa kushandisa ndini nhatu
naika taura sarudzai yamunoda mutipo pfungwa dzenyu
I've been listening very careful since the opening of the program.
Mm-hmm.
The people talking about the pain they are going through, and people were talking of so many things that the government did against the people. But I think I've got, I just want to talk about the way forward, which I believe possible it might restore order in the country. Sikolome into ekwenza ukuthi siya phambili.
Mhm.
Singayenza njalo ukuthi sibe abantu basekhaya sibambane sibone ukuthi ilizwe lingaphumelela kanjani.
Mhm.
Yokubona ukuthi kuchitiko chakaitika panguva yakadarika. Zveshuwa pane zvakawandawo zvakakanganisika. Vanhu vane kodzero yekunotaridzira zvinenge zvavanenge vachinyonyota. Mutemo unovabvumira. Chisingabvumidzwi nemutemo kuita violence. Nokuti muviolence munobuda zvakawanda, munogona kuzobuda madzi akafanana nekuti papa vane urongwa hwekuda kukudubura hurumende. Remember, panoitika zvinhu zvakadaro, mune vamwewo vanotora machances kuda kuedza kuita zvisina chimero chakanaka munyika. So I've been thinking kuti as soon as the president come back home, it is my thinking, I'm too far away from the circles of ZANU-PF. Regardless that I'm a ZANU-PF supporter, I left ZANU-PF, the country 2000, and besides let the country around 2000, I never associated with any other political party other than ZANU-PF, where I grew up, which I joined in the early 76. Now, my point that I want to say is, I think there are many organizations need to be involved when the president comes back, so that the people will be aware that the country does not have money. What is it that the government want to do for it to make their own people to survive? I think the civil society need to be invited, the leaders of the churches, all political parties. In fact, if the delegates can come as far as to 4,500 of all the leaders, that has to do with the passionate of the country. Those people must sit down and come up with a solution. But for those who are saying ZANU-PF must go, I extremely disagree. They can only go after the election if ZANU-PF has also admitted that, yes, we have lost the election. But if the Electoral Commission has declared them as the winner, and then we need to be united. Baba Wande, ndoda kukubvunza mubvunzo unoti. Kumusha kwenyika munobva imi. Kana makuinda kunoroora. Mukwazuri kuti makunoroora kuya kukasika mumwe munhu achitaura mashoko anotizo. Kwamuruda kuroorera uku. Hakuna chimiro chakanaka. Mumusha umu mune ngozi. Muchainda here kuda kunoroora ikoko.
Pakaoma ipapo.
Pakaoma. Ndiyo zvimwe chete zvaitika mukati menyika medu. Comrade Mnangagwa can go as far to any country wherever he can think of getting any assistance. As long as munyika tichi nevamwe vanoti, hai, musabudisa, hakuna mari inouya munyika. Recently, if not by mistake, 3 to 4 months ago, China has promised to give some billions. Up to now, that money is still locked inside their reserves. Meanwhile, bone wuti lina abantu basi Zimbabwe siya kabanga na kakuru siya zondana. We are not even united. If we are united, we will win. We will come out of this mess. Recently, also you guys of VOA, he has been going throughout the whole country. He has been going through the whole country. Jeremiah, if I'm not mistaken. Vachikurukura nezvenhau yokuti makambanzi amunawo munzvimbo dzenyu aya kubvapa akatanga kuita akambokuitira ichii maibvunza zvinhu zvakafanana naizvozvo muchiti makaitirwa zvakafanana nei zvese izvozvo zvakanamatidzwa pana vamunangagwa asi munokanganwa kuti vamugabe ndo vakanga varipo makadii kubvunza muchiti vamugabe zvavakanga vachimbotonga panguva yavakanga varipo Shabani mani yakaitira chii vanhu vokwamazviwa. Bhindura yakaitira chii vanhu vokubhindura. Zvichingodaro. But today, zvinoita sekuti vamunangagwa ndivo vakaita kuti zvinhu zvese zvisafamba zvakanaka. Ngatiregerei kudaro. Ini ndinofunga kuti sevanhu vomuZimbabwe, hongu, kurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu vemauto hakupembedzi. Kuti vanhu vatize misha yavo vachinogara mumasango hakupembedzi. But kana ZANU-PF yapuwa mandate navanhu kuti inotonga, ndinofungidzira zvezvakare kuti ivo president kana vangosvika munyika, ngavashevedze vese vanachamisa, ngavagare pasi. This is where the maturity mind is needed to be applied.
Imbodzai, stay on the phone, tinokudzoka kwamuri. Imbomira ipapo, pane vamwe vari pafoni vatoda kuti tinzwe, asi rambai muri pafoni, don't go away, handitika?
Thank you.
All right. Muripo here parinare?
Ye kulo muntu wesintwini lapha ecingweni. Sizokuthi siloba nimfowethu kunjani icingo lonapho?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina ibizo lami nguLeonard Ndlovu ngilapha eHavrone eBotswana. Linjani Dube?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Ndlovini kunjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila mina.
Ye phosa lakho Ndlovu.
Hayi elami sibili lami ngikhala labaningi sithi ukwenza lekhaya unganakulunganga. Kodwa ke isikhalazo sami baba sinjengesomuntu okwakhuluma lapha.
Mhm.
Ukuthi siyakhala sitokunje sesiduveke sathini thini. Senza njani ukuthi silungile.
Mhm.
Yilushupo lwami. This guy who is talking about kathi singasikhangela isituation esekhaya. Sila abantu abasekhaya basezingozini zokuthi njengoba sizothi abanye bayathaywa abanye kunjanjani. Bengilalela lapha babekhuluma enyuzini. Bekhuluma ngokuthi abanye sebelahla amagrocery ade bewathethe. Konke konkwana kulungako kumele sikhangele iside lonke. So mina into engiyibonayo ikuthi abantu nxa sikhuluma asikhangeleni isituation on the ground ukuthi isituation yethu yiphi. As Zimbabweans, what can we do to move forward?
Yes, so what can we do?
To swallow their pride and come down to reality.
That's right, Lovini.
But ordinary people, abantu poor.
Forget
about their political orientations.
It's very obvious.
Let's accept that we took our positive measures. How do we save our people on the ground?
What is saying there? You know, he's saying people have to liberate themselves. So let me introduce a certain character here. A person who actually advocated for non-violence. And that is Martin Luther King. We know that today in America is the Martin Luther King holiday. So what he wanted was a situation where people will actually advocate for issues without having guns, right? Without having guns, but fight against a certain system. So he says he actually experienced racism at the age of six because he couldn't play with a white kid. So he said, you know what? That's when I realized that there was a problem. So who was this Martin Luther King? This man actually embodied the U.S. civil rights movement and was assassinated more than 50 years ago on April 4, 1968. So he was actually a man that was fighting against racism and discrimination. So Martin Luther King was born in Atlanta, Georgia. He was the son of Martin Luther King Sr., a prominent local preacher and civil rights leader. So his mother was Albertina King. So the reason why I'm bringing this in is that today it is his holiday. And maybe Zimbabweans can take a leaf out of him to do something without having these guns and other issues. So, Baba Ndlovu, konoke atembwala kokuthi Martin Luther King wemuzwa esithi hayi phela kumele nxa sisilwa singasebenzisa izikhali. Wena ngizwe sibambe izikhali lapha, ungazani izikhali kuyabe kutshiswa amateki phela lapho. So, qedisa ke ingxoxo yakho, Baba Ndlovu.
Ingxoxo yami nansi ngiyokuthi siyazi ukuthi silabadala abanye abake basikhokhela abanjengabo Nelson Mandela, abanjengabo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo eZimbabwe. Siyabazi sonke they were a wisdom yokuthi sometimes they try to negotiate their freedom. But if the other party does not reciprocate, this is why I'm talking about people who can actually put down their ego, their personality. Izinto zabo zonke bakhumbula abantu abahluphekayo abangelalupho. Those are the biggest victims at the moment. Mina, I don't want to talk thinking about abantu abasethawuni, abantu abanye abadlale kuhle ukuthi waza avunkethe ukuthi yes sifuna ama right ethu. Kulabantu abakudai situation as I'm talking right now. They are in a very, very bad situation. Let's think about those people first. Right, if we don't wish to have any kind of violence, it means that we are not going to assist our systems as our violent.
na kuluma so na kutata nguvisele muvu kuti right eZimbabwe lapana sibe lama elections ama elections angkhona sonke siwenza we committed ourselves ama elections. I was really praying that after the former president Robert Mugabe Zimbabweans are going to have a sense of having a peaceful and prosperous country. But right now we have gone back into the violent issues of partisanship. And one thing, like I've mentioned, I've called in this studio. Now, Kuluma, there's a new ism which have cropped up and iyenze ilizwe libe kuma extremes. Abantu babe divided along the isms, which is now a new ism, a partisanism. People, irregardless of whatever, even if a person in ZANU-PF speaks a fact, as long as another person is an MTC, does not accept. As long as a person is ZANU-PF, an MTC person speaks a fact, the other one does not accept. When we have got such polarization, we now have got a dangerous element within the country. Right now, the biggest problem is that we don't have the meekly people to play a role, to form a government which is not partisan, which is Zimbabwean, which all Zimbabweans are going to own. That's what we need at the present moment. But it's the problem with Obama parties, they won't accept that. There's no one who is able to swallow their pride and come down and say, no, bonke bayabe sithi imended yokuthi sibuse. You get the point?
Siyabonga Ndlovu, sibili hayi sibona ngazani ujaye sibili esikhonkosini. Ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ndlovu.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga. So, and then Priscilla Mtunga Ndlovu actually sent a message while these two gentlemen were talking. She was saying kudos to the last two speakers. That is Maranda and Ndlovu. So then she adds by saying Dube including without akumelanga kube le looting, the destruction of property. So I think this is should be part of this discussion. Asisoleni ukuchisa amatire and looting. So she says people must condemn looting and condemn, you know, burning tires and closing roads and, you know, those kind of things. So anyway, let's go back to our guy that we actually put on
hold. Mr. Shumba, she answers out in
Daniel. Maranda, I think.
Muchiri po yerepari nare?
Ndiripo.
Yeah. Manzo swatoro na vava vaparu nare iko zvinezvi. Pane zvamungada kutaura here, zvamungada kutsinira kana kuti zvamusingawirirane nazvo?
Yeah, I would want to add by saying nothing is difficult as long as the Zimbabweans are united. We are not a violent nation traditionally. Yes, here and there we once have got a violence of tribes in the early 80s, but our leaders came together and forged to a unity accord 22 December 1987, and they come back together and they realize that what we are doing, I think we are hitting each other here for unnecessary. My only call is Zimbabweans, non-academic and academic, I think let's stop demonizing our country. We are so hating to an extent of, listen to our political analysts whenever they are analyzing the situation and the leadership. It's about condemning everything. Yes, we need to condemn the bad and the applaud for those who are doing the right thing. And I'm saying, without unity, we are nowhere to go. That's why I said, I am a ZANU-PF supporter and I was born there in ZANU-PF. I joined ZANU-PF in 1976. So, and I'm saying to you, the only way and the only route for us to come out of this mess, Comrade E.G. is taking the country, took the country in November last year. We can't expect miracles if he does not have subordinates that support him. Whoever might think of getting on his position today, whether it's from ZANU-PF, as long as this unity is not there, I don't think so. We are going anywhere. The only way for us to come out of this mess that has been affecting the country from the early 90s until today.
Just one question, Mr. Mananda. Mr. Mananda, one question. It seems as if people are being brutalized almost the same way as ZAPU fell into the hands of ZANU-PF in the 1980s. And from your own experience, is this the exact thing that is happening, and what will happen thereafter? Do you see any unity government coming out of this kind of violence?
I've already said people have got the right to protest against the government in peaceful. But if a violence erupts, the government has to take measures to protect the properties, both public and the private. And above all, during that course, there are those who are doing the wrong things, such as Layava Notarikiza Mwero, Wokuita Zunzunga Sakako Dramas Chitik, and the Kataura Zendichit, Kurukuituavan, Ina and the Furukutin in Nab Farira, and the Kukurziri, Snogunak Saitika Pamanang, Snogunak Saitika Kanapam Skurwang, as a Zurangu Tikakunu Minang. The only way right now, if the president arrives in the country, is to invite all the societies that I've mentioned, the doctors' association, the teachers' association, the labor, the civil society. I'm talking of leaders. I'm not talking of everybody. I'm talking of leaders. The human rights organization. Let's stick together. Let's have the heart of building our country. And then we support our president. Give him a mandate of 5 years. Then we can continue him after 5 years. We gave you the mandate, but you did not do anything.
Thank you so much.
We gave you the support, you can do nothing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda.
That's my thinking.
Thank you so much. Just a little bit. We've got to stay on the line for a few minutes. We've put a caller on the line. I think maybe that's a shorter speech.
Magadin Parnarap.
Is that a Magadin?
Tirinani Murikupi?
Jim Kuma Mike. What's
up? Magusar Muchitimbu. Tipe of Fungbadzen, you name Yarim Dariroi.
Zaranata, you know what I'm talking about? Kakauya. Apana chini chavano chibatila na chini kuzi mu nata kwa chini kuzi na ya chini koko ni watayizo. Government yao ya wana kutuna mili na hii. Aicha fe ya katuna mili ya saka naka kuzi. Aite uline zulu saka wanda saa hii. Saa hii kwa nikibita miti. Ini zuzi, chini hiki nika under the sun. Ya kani zili kwa ama sanchini. Kuna yanyanya, zedu zemati tenu kuzi. Yano kutika nizi. Ino zosumba. Shika ya naka.
Tenda zikuru ne mashoko enyu. He's saying that there is no hope.
There's no hope.
Yeah, and even if the president retains, there's nothing he can do.
But he should call some. Mananda said there should be need for some kind of dialogue.
Yes.
And
yes.
Maybe people can say one or two things and then repair Zimbabwe, right? So I think normally we don't have any extra time here. It's not like soccer, but we have to thank our guests. In fact, they were our callers this evening, and we have to thank all Zimbabweans who are always following us here on Studio 7 Live Talk. Remember that we are always live streaming our shows on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. We're also on Twitter, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Goodbye, Zimbabwe.
Thank you, and this is Tarono Kawande. Until we see you again next time, take care and good night. Oh,